If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you consider a pardon or a commutation for Ghislaine Maxwell? If
it's something I haven't thought about. It's really
recommended.
It's something I'm allowed to do it, but it's something I have not thought about.
But you wouldn't rule it out, sir.
Ghislaine Maxwell being interviewed by the DOJ, and we have Fox's Eben Brown on the phone with us. Thanks for calling in, Eben. Annie is off today. This is Ryan Wiggins.
Hi there.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for calling in. So you're reporting here on the DOJ, and give us the lowdown of why this is happening or why this might be controversial, anything about it.
Well, I'll tell you why it's interesting. It is not interesting that a already convicted defendant would have a meeting with a prosecutor about some kind of progress or new information about the their case. That happens quite regularly, and it either pans out for them or it doesn't. What's interesting here is that Ghislaine Maxwell and her lawyer are not meeting with the U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Florida or any of that person's assistant U.S. attorneys, the people who would be doing the actual prosecuting in a courtroom. She's meeting with the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, the second in command of the Department of Justice. They usually don't get involved at this level, right?
Which says this is a big deal, right?
Which says this is potentially a big deal. How it's a big deal, we don't know because everyone's tight-lipped. But let's consider this a bit further, and this is speculative, but hopefully not off the deep end. If Ghislaine Maxwell had information that could have led to either her exoneration or a lesser sentence, why not divulge that back when she was on trial? Jeffrey Epstein, her supposed life mate, was already dead by that point. She wasn't protecting anything other than maybe some kind of weird legacy, but, you know, she wanted to go to prison for decades over that? I don't think so. So the question is maybe the U.S. government has something new, and they're obliged to share that because an attorney would want to, a defense attorney that is, would want to see if there could be a possibility of a retrial. Or it could be something that could mean a successful appeal at the circuit court level, or a resentencing motion, or maybe a move towards commutation and pardon. So that's where things get a bit interesting. Of course, we don't know what they talked about. We do know that they spoke for almost 6 hours yesterday.
Oh, wow. 6 hours.
That's a long meeting. And they're meeting again today. So it's not over.
So, Eben, we all know that Trump is under a lot of pressure here because everybody's yelling about the Epstein stuff. And so This looks like, okay, fine, then let's get this thing going again. But has the DOJ or anybody in authority explicitly said, this is why we're interviewing her now?
No, and I don't expect them to. The Justice Department, for any and all cases, from the Attorney General on down to the most junior assistant U.S. state attorney in a given district, has a policy of not talking to the media, letting a trial or any proceeding play out during a trial. And that's been policy for decades, if not centuries at this point. So I don't expect them to really say anything until they get into a court scenario where some of this has to be divulged to the court openly as to whether or not it could be included in some kind of retrial or some sort of hearing, you know, where this matter is re-adjudicated. So up until that point, we probably won't know what it is they're discussing. It also behooves the defense to keep their mouth shut as well, because these can get into intricate bargaining sessions where maybe a plea deal could be worked out instead of a new trial, right? So these are all the possibilities. But we don't know exactly what evidence, if it's evidence that they have, has come to light. We do know, as you mentioned, the president is getting a lot of pressure from his own base, the so-called MAGA, right? Because a lot of them have made the Epstein matter sort of a main cause for them, and understandably so. They want to see someone held responsible for the alleged trafficking of children. I think everyone who's decent would say we want to have a resolution to that, too. But I think that for many years, a lot of people had staked personal reputation on there being some kind of exhaustive list of clients or compatriots of Jeffrey Epstein who were overwhelmingly, let's just say, part of the Democratic Party elite and a Democratic Party fundraising elite. And they were hoping to expose them. That may or may not be the case. We don't know. But I think on the other side of things, Democrats who have struggled so long over a number of years, and very specifically since January 20th of this year, to find some weakness in Donald Trump, think that they may have found a chink in his armor, in that his supporters might be angry with him over the Epstein stuff. And now, only in the past couple of weeks, have you seen Democratic Party action, especially among Capitol Hill Democrats, to pressure the administration to release the Epstein files. Prior to a couple of weeks ago, they have said nothing about this, or virtually nothing. So right. There we are.
Okay. Now, I keep reading, Eben, and just because Twitter says it doesn't mean it's true, yeah, which is why I'm asking you. But yes. I keep reading that in the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, that the prosecution and you know, the law enforcement at the time never really interviewed her like this. Is that the case? Is there a possibility, I guess what I'm asking is, that we could find out something very new from her here?
Well, okay, anything is possible, right? Remember that. Beyond that, I'm sure that at least one FBI agent had to talk to Ghislaine Maxwell at some point during her original prosecution. That had to happen. It could not have not happened, right? And if Ghislaine Maxwell has something new to talk about, again, I'll go back to my original question. Why didn't she bring it up years ago when it could have exonerated her or lessened the...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Penalties she was going to face. Would that not have made sense? So what I, again, now speculative, I think that maybe the U.S. government, the Justice Department, has found something and they're bringing it to her attention, as they are obliged to do. And maybe she has a memory that has been stirred by something that was not considered back then. And she's very willing to answer any and all questions. In fact, her attorney yesterday spoke with reporters outside the federal court in Tallahassee and said that Ghislaine Maxwell answered every question with enthusiasm, at no point refused to answer a question, at no point sought to invoke any kind of privilege or Fifth Amendment protections. So he was quite in, I guess the word again is enthused, that there could be some progress for his client there.
Is there a possibility, Eben, that this could... I'm asking you speculative questions, I understand.
I know.
But that this could boomerang and she could come out and say, yeah, Trump was really not involved in any of the criminal activity that's put her in jail. And she spills the beans on lots of people that maybe the previous administration didn't even care to find out about.
Well, maybe. I mean, that's all, again, anything is possible, right? And I think there are a number of people who have sort of, again, staked their reputation on something like that actually happening. It's possible, but we don't know. And we're not going to know today, I'll tell you that.
When will we find out what's come of this?
When they're both sides are ready to take whatever it is to a judge and begin to resolve it, to for the Justice Department to come forward with some new information, some new evidence, for the defense to make a motion saying this new evidence either exonerates Ghislaine Maxwell or it calls into question at least the sentence against her, that maybe it should be lessened. You know, that's probably when we find that out, but that's not happening today or tomorrow.
Fox's Eben Brown on the phone with us. One of the reasons that this has been a little bit confusing to follow, unless you're, you know, really locked in, is that right now, you said, the DOJ is interviewing Ghislaine Maxwell. But I keep reading that the House is subpoenaing Ghislaine Maxwell also and others.
Yeah. She is facing a House subpoena, which I am under the impression her attorney says she will participate in. That date is August 11th, so not that far off.
Yeah,
I think it's the 11th, somewhere in the middle part of August. So that's not that far off. August is next week, and what she might say in that forum, could be interesting. As far as I know, it's going to be open, but it may be closed. That's the Congress's prerogative to do that. Especially if there's any possibility that some kind of compartmentalized, classified, whatever could be discussed or revealed, right? So they have that obligation. So, again, I guess we'll see what happens when we get there.
Aside from Ghislaine Maxwell, I keep reading other names involved in these House subpoenas, specifically Bill and Hillary Clinton. Are they expected to testify in this case?
I haven't heard from their camp about what they will or will not do.
They haven't talked to you.
They haven't talked to me. I seem to remember in some other proceedings over the past few years that some other people close to President Trump refused to testify when subpoenaed by Congress, and the Democratic-controlled Congress referred those individuals for prosecution for contempt of Congress, and the Department of Justice proceeded with that. Steve Bannon is a name in that case. Would the Republican-controlled Congress do the same to someone in these matters that is subpoenaed and who fails to show up? I don't know. Up to Congress.
Eben, last question for you on this topic, because we'll run up against a break here. But is this considered, now that the DOJ is getting involved and interviewing Ghislaine Maxwell, is this them saying we're reopening this case, essentially, the Epstein files?
I don't know if they've used that terminology, but obviously they are in looking into something that is new. They wouldn't send the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, the second in command of the Justice Department, out of his Washington office on a plane, I assume, down to Florida to meet with someone who they've already convicted and put away for decades. Right. Yeah. She's facing, I think it's 20 years, right, or something like that. So, again, normally if there's some new matter in a case that has been previously resolved, it's the work of the local U.S. attorney's office to deal with it. Certainly not the second in command of the Justice Department.
Well, it seems like a big deal, but there's so many big deals happening simultaneously that it's really hard to follow.
Yes, there are.
So,
yes.
Fox News Radio national correspondent Eben Brown, thank you so much for your time, and we'll just continue to talk to you about this as it goes.
You bet. No problem.
All right. Thank you. Hey, stick around because we're going to take a short break here. And if you are a Billy Joel fan, apparently he has made some random political comments, of which I did not know he was prone to do. Now you're probably asking yourself, are they right-leaning or left-leaning? I'm not going to tell you that yet. I'm going to read those to you when we come back, and you can decide.
If that's what it takes. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.